Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simin Kuf Pei. We are up to Sivdala, the top line on page Pei Hei, the page following 168. The Mechaber says in Sivdala, Afal Pisha Mutter La'abed Peirurim She'ein Ba'em Kazayas. Even though a person is allowed to ruin breadcrumbs that are less than a Kazayas, Mikomokom Kosher La'anius. However, it does cause a person to become poor. So says the Mishaburah Sivkotan Yur, it's Koshel Anius, V'dafka Lidros Aleihem Dehu Bizui Gadol. That which is Koshel Anius is dafka if you're wasting breadcrumbs by trampling on them and walking over them, which is a great bizayon to the bread. Havakisha Mashlichon Lamayim, but if you're just throwing the breadcrumbs into water, even if the breadcrumbs are getting ruined through throwing it in the water, Ein Cheshash, there is no concern. Since it's less than a kezayis. So if it's less than a kezayis, and it's not a bizui gadol, so that's not koshel anius. Only if it's a bizayon gadol, then it's koshel anius. The yesh machmirin kishiyesh harbe peirurin the yitztarful of kezayis. Some are machmir, even if it's not a bizayon gadol, it's throwing it into water, but if there are a lot of breadcrumbs that would join together to make a kezayis, that's also considered a bizui gadol. Now if you look at note number 6, a very important note, he discusses throwing bread in the garbage. Omnam lezorkom lepacha ashba, to throw out breadcrumbs into the garbage. So Rav Scheinberg and Dayan Fisher write, shehu mevuze yoser mashlachosom lamayim. It's more of a disgrace to throw bread in the garbage than to throw it into water. V'alkein yesh la'otvam desakis kodem shezorkom lepach. Therefore you should wrap it in some kind of cloth before you throw it in the garbage. V'chein das agon Rav Yashiv. By throwing out any leftover food, haruuyim la'achila, that's fit for achila, la'pach, into the garbage, shenechshav ha'dover ki'ibur bi'adayim, that's considered ruining the food with your hands, ruining the bread with your hands. V'lochein ein roi lezorkam la'ashva kemo shehem ela'odif la'otvam bifnei atzmam v'kach la'ashlicham. But if you want to throw bread in the garbage, you want to throw food in the garbage that's really edible, you should really wrap it before you throw it into the garbage, otherwise it is considered a bizayon of the food. And when you wrap up the pieces of bread before you throw it in the garbage, Rav Yashiv and Rav Scheinberg both say, Shafilu chatichos begodol kezayis efshel lizrok b'ofen zeh. Even if the pieces are larger than a kezayis, you're also allowed to throw bread away if you wrap it properly and then you throw it in the garbage. But if you're able to give these breadcrumbs to an animal, Rav Scheinberg says, it's better to feed it to an animal than to put it into a bag and then to throw it in the garbage in the bag. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hay. Nohagim lechasos hasakin b'shas brichas hamozon. The minog is that we cover the knives while we bench. V'nogu shelo lechasoso b'Shabbos v'yomtov. However, the minhag is that we don't cover the knife when it is Shabbos and Yomtov. So that's during the week when you're having a suda. There are knives on the table. You cover the knives before benching. But on Shabbos and Yomtov, you do not have to cover them. Says the Mishaburah Sevkotan Yir Aleph lechasos asakin. V'beisyose shnei to'omim. There are two reasons brought down for this minhag of covering the knives during benching in the Beis Yosef. Ha'echa number one. De barzel mekatzer yamei ha'odom. Iron shortens the life of man. Ve'eino din shiyeh munach ala shulchan. It's not appropriate that it should be on the table. Shadome lemizbeach, which is similar to the mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash. Shemarich yamei adam, which extends the life of a person. We said one who's marich on his shulchan. We're marich in yamav. A person who spends a long time at his table. And as we discussed, he gives out food to aniyim. Says the Divrei Torah, so it extends his life. So you're putting on barzel, which shortens life, on the mizbeach, which is our shulchan, which extends life. The alkein ksiv. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Lo sonif aleihem barzel." When they were making the mizbeach, they were not allowed to use iron. The alkein achar shegomer achilah. So therefore, when a person finishes his eating, the rotze levarich berchas hamozon, he wants the bench mechasa asakin. He should cover the knife. That is reason number one. The Tam Sheni B'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha. The second reason that Beis Yosef brings down B'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha is Lefisha Pam Echad Higia Echad Lebrichas Bonei Yerushalayim. One time a person was benching, he got out to the bracha Bonei Yerushalayim. V'Nizkar Churban Habayis, and he remembered the Churban. V'Toka Sakin Bevitno, and he stuck a knife into his stomach. He was so broken over the Churban HaBayis. The Alkein Nogu L'Salko B'Shas Bracha. Therefore, the minhag is to remove the knives during benching. So we have two reasons. One is that the table, which is like the Mizbeach, which extends life, shouldn't have iron on it, which shortens life. And number two, because of this Maisa Shehoya, that a person had a knife on the table, and he was saying, Bonei Yerushalayim, he thought of the Churban, and he killed himself. Sivkaten Yudbeis V'Nogu Shelo L'Chasoso. The minig is that we don't cover it on Shabbos and Yontif. Hatam she'im makbidin al zeh b'Shabbos and Yontif ayim b'achronim. Look in the Achronim who discuss the reason why we're not makbid, and they say, number one, the first reason was in terms of building the Mizbeach, and we don't build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore that reason would not apply for Shabbos and Yontif, because it has to do with building. And the second reason, we only made the takana because of the Maisa Shoya. The Maisa Shoya was during the week, and therefore this minhag evolved just during the week and not on Shabbos and Yontif. There are a few points over here in the notes that I'd like to point out. First of all, note number 7. What if the knife is not made of iron? Ulagabe sakin shenu osim mebarzel. In terms of a knife that's not made from iron, the Mogen Avraham writes, "Im hatam shetor lachasosa hu mishum shebarzel makar tzachayim." According to the first reason of the Beis Yosef, that is because iron shortens the life of a person. Im kein hakpada hi dafka al sakin hasuya mibarzel. Therefore, the hakpada is dafka on a knife that's made out of iron, velo al sakin hasuya mimitachas acheres, but not from another type of metal. So the Magen Avraham says, according to the first reason, another type of metal would not have a problem. The Prima Godem is topic was that he is misupik about this. The Hosef and he adds on, Shalafia Tama Sheni, according to the second reason, Bevade Ein Chiluk Bein Barzel L'Shar Mini Matachos. It doesn't matter if your knife is made out of iron or any other kind of metal. Kol She Yochel Lahamis Bo Es Atzmo. Any knife that can be like the Maisa, that can kill a person, you don't want to have that on the table. So that would be L'Chor Nafkamina, if the knife is made out of another material. So if it's still dangerous, reason two applies, but reason one, which is Dafka, reason of Barzel, according to the Magen Avraham. If you look at note number 8, he brings out a machlokas over here, Lagabe, does one have to follow this minhag of covering knives when he's making an alamichya? Is it only about benching? So he writes, Din kisre asakin kosava taras ashulchan, shenoik af bebrichas mein shalosh. It even applies by alamichya, shari maskirin ba es binyan Yerushalayim, because we mentioned binyan Yerushalayim there as well, and therefore the second reason would apply. Meidach, on the other hand, the Eishel Avram and the Shalan Shuvah Salmas Chayim, they write, look what people do. L'maisa, the minhag is that we don't cover our knives when we say alamichya. We only cover our knives when we are benching. One other point I want to just point out, we won't read it, it's discussed in note number 9, is that when the Mishabura brings down these two reasons, by the first reason, at the end of the first wide line, he says that when you want to bench at the end of your eating, mechasa hasakin, you cover the knife. And that was also the lashon that the Mechaber used, lachasos. By the second reason, he writes at the end, v'alkein nogu l'salko b'shas bracha, that the minhag is to remove the knife. So in one place he says to cover it, one place to remove it, is it dafka, the chalukim or not? Possibly you might want to say the second is a sakana mamish, that you might kill yourself, so then you want to remove it. You don't even keep it on the table, but that's discussed in note number 9. Are these lashonos of mechasa, hasakin, or lasalko, b'shas bracha, they dafka, that one you have to cover, one you actually have to remove, or is it lav dafka? Says the... Fine, that concludes Simen Kufpei. Now let's begin Simen Kufpei Aleph Din Mayim Achronim. We discuss over here the halachas of Mayim Achronim. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Mayim Achronim Chova. To wash Mayim Achronim after a Suda is a Chiyuv. Says the Mishabura in Sif Katan Aleph, Mayim Achronim. Hatam, the reason for Mayim Achronim is as follows. Mishum Shahayadayim Mizohamos Hein Min Ha'achila. The hands get dirty from the eating. Upsulos lebracha, and you can't make a bracha. You can't bench when your hands are dirty. V'somchu chazal akra, and the chazal relied this halacha on the pasuk of v'iskadishtem v'isem kedoshim, and they darshened v'iskadishtem elu mayim rishonim. This refers to washing your hands before we eat a suda. Shi'ikatshu yedeyem kodem ha'achila letarim mituma, that we're mekadesh our hands before we eat. We make them pure from their tumah. Kemoshen is viral el besimik kufnun ches, like we learned earlier. And the last two words, V'yisem kedoshim elu mayim achronim, that refers to mayim achronim. So that's a remez in the pasuk to the idea that you can't bench unless you wash your hands first. That's the chiyav of mayim achronim. V'afilu b'mi she'enu mevarech b'atzmo. Even if the person himself is not benching, elo shomeya lotzeis mipiyam mevarech. Rather, he's listening to someone else bench, and Mr. Shem, soon we'll get into these halachas if you can just listen to someone else's benching. But even in that case, a person who's listening must wash mayim achronim. The Yoser Mizeh, even more than that, a bigger Chiddush, Afilu Kishein Yodav Mizuhamos Klal Min Achila, even if a person's hands are not dirty at all from eating, Gam Kein Chivu Chazal B'Netilas Mayim Achronim, Chazal was still Mechayiv you to wash Mayim Achronim, V'hu Mipneich Shash Melach Stomis, and that's because of the famous reason, the Melach Stomis, the salt from stone, to Bechol Suda Halonim Tse Melach, we know by all Sudas we have salt, you have to be worried that maybe mixed into the regular salt is some of this dangerous melastomus. It blinds a person if a person touches it with his hands and he touches his eyes. It could be a sakana, it could make a person blind, and that's a second reason why one must wash his hands. And even though it's true nowadays we don't have this idea of melach stomis, but yeshlochosh lemelach acher shetiva kamosa, we have to be worried that maybe some of the other salt we have has the same nature and is also dangerous like the melach stomis, and therefore we have two reasons. One reason is, Tom, before you bench and you make a bracha, you have to wash your hands from the zu'ama of the achila. But even if your hands are not dirty from the achila, we're worried that maybe you put your hands in the salt, and if you're going to touch your eyes, it could be a sakana. It could lead to blindness if you have melach stomis. And even if you don't have melach stomis, maybe you have another salt that could do the same thing. And therefore, it's a second reason why one must wash his hands. And the Mishnah Berurah ends up and says, V'ayin b'sif yud. Now, if you look at note number 3 over here, he points out an interesting thing. If the concern is melach stomis, so why is it afka mayim achronim after a suda? What if a person's tam is eating something salty? V'hanogea b'melach, one who eats salt, he touches salt, rather. Oh, ha'ochel melafafon ha'kovash memelach v'kadomo, he eats a pickle that was pickled in salt, or something similar, shalo b'shas ha'suda, it's not part of the suda, so is there a concept of washing your hands after that because of the sakana? Ha'im tzorech lito mayim achronim mishum chash melastoma, so the person have to wash mayim achronim on that because of the concern of melastomas. Rav Yashiv says, she'enu tzorech lahachmir lito l'esyodav, one does not have to be machmir to wash his hands after touching salt or eating a pickle or the like. Ubeprat ledasa soveres sheikra tab b'mayim achronim bizman hazeh. Specifically, according to the shita that holds the ikar reason for mayim achronim nowadays is mishum v'yisem kedoshim. The first pshat that we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. So certainly you wouldn't have to do it. That's a din in suda that you wash before the suda, you wash after the suda. It's a din in kedusha. It would not apply if you just touch salt or you're just eating a pickle. V'chein dasa gonor chayin kinyaski shelonogu lita mayim achronim la'achar negiyah b'melach. Our minhag is that we do not wash our hands after we touch salt. Continues the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis. We said again in the Mechaber that Mayim Achronim is a Chova. V'im Yeshlo Mayim Mitzumtzumim. A person is about to eat a Suda and he has a very exacting amount of water. Tzorech L'mayit B'mayim Rishonim. He has to limit the amount of water he uses for the Mayim before the Suda. Kefi Shira Mavur V'simik Kusam Abayis Siv Beis. B'chdei She'yishar Lo Ma'at L'mayim Achronim. A person has to limit the absolute least that he needs some mayim rishonim, which we learned as a revias for two hands together, and you would only use an exact revias for two hands together for mayim rishonim in order to save some water from mayim achronim. Then ein lo rak kefi shir mayim rishonim. If all a person has is a revias, it's only the minimum amount for mayim rishonim. Heim kodman afilu lamish and isar tov mayim achronim. That is takes precedence. Mayim rishonim comes before. Even a person who is noeg, now everyone should be noeg because we just said it's a chiyuv, but we will see the mechaber later on in the siman that says some are not noeg to wash mayim achronim. But according to what we're saying over here, everyone washes mayim achronim, and therefore if all you have is enough for mayim rishonim, you'll use it all for that and you'll skip the mayim achronim even if you are normally careful about mayim achronim. And the reason is the ha'idna de'ein matzui melach stomis b'neinu. Like we said before, it's just nowadays it's not commonly found melach stomis. Einam chova kolkach kamo mayim rishonim. Therefore, mayim achronim is not as much of a chiyav as mayim rishonim. The reason why, in general, we say mayim achronim is a chova, we never saw such a strong lashon of mayim rishonim. That's because of sakana. Therefore, it's a greater chiyav in terms of that than mayim rishonim. But over here, we're saying for us nowadays that we don't really have the concern of Melech Tzomis, we do have a chashash like we saw before, but the real concern we don't have, and therefore you'll use all the water if it's exacting for Mayim Rishonim, and you would skip the Mayim Achronim. Yesh omrim v'mitchila ein lo lechol. Here we go the opposite extreme. There are those who say that from the very beginning you shouldn't eat. Ela im kein yodea sheyia lo gam kein mayim achronim. If you don't know that you have enough water for mayim achronim, you should not start a suda. Umikom akom ein achiyav olav yosem imayim rishonim. However, the chiyav of mayim achronim is not going to be any greater than a person who wants to eat a suda and he doesn't have water for mayim rishonim. Tahaino bilufonav arbo milon al achr of mil. We learned earlier in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, if a person is traveling, so if the water is going to be found in the direction in which he is going, he has to travel up to 4 mil to get water, if he knows there'll be water there, before he eats without washing, by Mishonim. And if he has to go backwards or to the sides, or if he's sitting in his house and he's not going anywhere, then it's a mil. If you'll get water from Mayim Mishonim within a mil, then you have to go. If not, you can skip to Mayim Mishonim, you wrap your hands. So here, Mayim Achronim will be the same thing, even though it would be Machmir by Mayim Achronim, that according to the Shita, that you shouldn't really start eating unless you know you have Mayim Achronim, that's only if you're able to get it within a mil of where you are, or 4 mil if you are traveling and the water will be in the direction in which you are going. The imbisol shir zel lo nimtza mayim, but if within this shir of 1 mil or 4 mil you won't find water, afal pikein mutter lo lecho, you will be allowed to eat. The gam levarich achaka brichas hamazon, you're able to bench afterwards. The chol ema sheyimtza mayim achaka chito yodav, and then whenever you find the water later, you'll wash your hands. Mishum chash melastombis, because even if you don't have the water now, so you could bench that without the water, but l'maisa, when you do come onto the water, you should wash your hands, mayim achronim, even after benching, to avoid the sakana of Melech Tzomis. If you look at the Shaar Tzion, Os Ches, he writes, Umikomokom nira detov sheyichroch yodav b'mapa kodem sheyochal. If a person doesn't have water from mayim achronim, he should wrap his hands with a cloth before he starts eating. Kedei shelo yu yodav mizuhamos mina achila. So he could avoid getting his hands dirty, which was really the first reason for mayim achronim. If you don't have water, so make sure your hands don't get dirty. You should wrap them up. Vegam yu memelo shmurus minigia b'melach stomis. So if you wrap your hands while you're eating, you avoid both reasons. Number one, your hands are not getting dirty. And number two, you're not getting Melech Tzomis on it. So therefore, even though you are allowed to eat, you should wrap your hands so your hands will not get dirty. They will not get Melech Tzomis on it. That would be the best way. There is one other interesting note I'd like to point out, and that is note number 5 in the back of the Sefer. He writes on page 32 in the back, Misha Shochach Lito Yodov. A person who forgot to wash Mayim Achronim and he started benching, v'nizkar be'emtza brichas hamazon, he remembers in the middle of benching that he didn't wash Mayim Achronim. So Reb Chaim Knievsky says sheyochal litol ba'osa sha'a, he could stop his benching right there and wash his hands Mayim Achronim. V'ulam b'shas hanatzila tzarech lahafsik levarich. However, while you're washing Mayim Achronim, you shouldn't be benching at that time. So pause your benching for a moment, wash Mayim Achronim, and then you'll continue benching. Sha'osu levarich sha'osik b'malachto. You're not allowed to make a bracha. You're not allowed to bench while you're doing malacha, so washing your hands is like a malacha. So if you realize in the middle of benching you didn't wash Mayim Achronim, so Chaim Knievsky says stop your benching for a moment in the middle, wash Mayim Achronim, and then you go back to finish your benching. We'll stop here and continue with Sebeis and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.